following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Score Report, where I debate the controversies between the lines. This is your host, DJ Goat, and let's tackle this show together. Welcome back to the Score Report. This is your host, DJ Goat, and today we're going to talk about refs. So, refs have been a part of sports forever, and, you know, they make good calls, they make bad calls, but they're hired because they're good at what they do, because they know they can handle it, and, you know, it's they don't fold under pressure, you blow their top when fans or parents or, you know, this and that starts coming at them from all sides. But I feel like in recent years that refs have just, they've gotten so much worse. They've gotten so much worse. And so today we're going to talk about just kind of what we've been seeing in refs recently, and just kind of discuss what I think, what we think should be done. So recently there was an NFL game where Grady Jarrett on the Falcons sacked Tom Brady. Grady Jarrett was called for roughing the passer. And this was a controversial call because Grady Jarrett had sacked him as Tom Brady was driving down the field and the Falcons were down by 8. This was their chance. It was 4th down. This was their shot to, you know, come back. And such a controversial call really, really screwed up the game for the Falcons. And so, you know, that coming into light recently has me thinking about how, you know, just how refs have been recently, and how we should hold them accountable. So I feel like refs make these calls. They make good calls, they make bad calls. We've seen some great calls in history. You know, we've seen some good out of bounds, all that stuff. But we've seen some really, really bad ones. And yet we haven't really seen anything done about the poor reffing. I'm not saying anyone should get fired. No one should get fired unless it's really, really, really bad. It has to do with player safety and you know, all that. But fines, something, a suspension, something. I mean, these are huge games. If you look back all the way to the Tuck rule, I mean, really? What's funny is that there's multiple incidents with Tom Brady in as the, you know, epicenter of this whole issue. And so we see Tom Brady this time, and he gets sacked, and Grady Jarrett comes right up off of him, doesn't lay on him, doesn't put his full body weight on him, doesn't step on him, nothing. Nothing, and they call it. And this just shows how poor reffing has been recently. And I feel like we see it all the time, where these refs are making these calls, and they're not double-checking it, and, you know, they're challenging it, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. And you know, we always have these people who are Vegas odds, you know, Vegas is, you know, messing with it, this and that. And maybe they influence it, but I have not seen anything blatantly in the public eye, or, you know, in public or anything super duper obvious from the players. And the thing is that if a team goes up by 40, a bunch of penalties isn't going to kill them. You know what I mean? It's not going to kill them. It's not going to ruin their chances of winning, nothing like that. And so, those kind of games, I get it. Refs probably get to lay back a little bit more. They get to chill. They get to, you know, call a game, but it's not going to be tight, maybe unless it gets chippy, something like that. But the thing is that when you have such a controversial call like this one, like the one in the Falcons-Tampa Bay game, you have to do something. Everyone's outraged. Even the players are like, man, these refs suck. And you know, when these guys are getting paid millions and they have an issue with it, you know it's an issue. Because most of the time, especially guys, you know, like Darius Leonard, who doesn't go by Darius anymore, but he's a linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts. And you've got guys who aren't super outspoken coming out and being like, man, this is not okay. This is not all right. So when you have people like that coming out and saying that, it's not okay. It's really not okay. So, what I think needs to happen is, depending on the severity of the call, in-game situation, you know, whoever wants the judgment, whoever makes the judgment call, needs to decide, you know, somewhere between a $5,000 to like a $20,000 fine, depending on how bad it is. Like that Grady Jarrett call cost them the game, but it's an early regular season game. I'm 5K. Fine the ref 5K. That's still a lot of money. Fine the ref 5K, something like that. Maybe I'm lowballing it. Maybe I'm highballing it. But just an idea. And then you have, there's just so many examples too. The big one that comes to mind is when a corner named Nickell Robey-Coleman basically tackled a New Orleans Saints receiver in the playoffs that caused the Saints to lose. And the Rams ended up, you know, moving on. And the rest of that really is history, because the Rams didn't end up really doing anything with it. But that has to be one of the most controversial calls ever in all of sports, because this hit cost an entire team the playoffs. That's a situation where that ref, whoever that near side ref was, needs to get fired. They clearly cannot function as a ref, and that is not okay, because when it costs a team that's fighting for its life in the postseason, when it causes that team to lose off of a call that was blatant, we watched the replays. They were showing the replays, and the ball was still probably 8 yards away up in the air, and this corner, Coleman, absolutely tackled the receiver so early. He tackled him. He flung his entire body onto the receiver, and the refs didn't call it. They didn't call it. It was the most blatant call I've ever seen, and the refs didn't call it. So that's how you know we have an issue there. So as you can see, we have different severities. The playoff Saints game needs that ref needs to get fired. That Rams Saints game, whoever the near side ref was, maybe even, you know, back ref, you know, back judge, needs to get fired, because that was the most blatant, obvious call of all time, and they didn't even review it. Nothing. So that is a huge issue. And then you've got, you know, tuck rule. Snow game, and they said he tucked it. They said he tucked it when the ball clearly came out before he threw it, before he tucked it, anything like that. That ball clearly came out. That was a fumble, but I don't know if it was because it was Tom Brady or what happened, but they blew the call. They blew it. Honestly, there's no other way to put it. They blew the call. And so when stuff like that happens, and that's changed the NFL, that's changed the landscape. The tuck rule changed the landscape of the NFL. When stuff like that happens, we have to take action. Something's got to change. And so I don't know if the NFLPA needs to get involved, or, you know, the NFL, the Reffing Association, everyone needs to come together and figure this out, because this is not okay. This cannot keep happening. This cannot keep going on over and over and over, and it's only gotten worse. I don't know if the refs are losing their eyesight or something, but if you look at these calls, the NFL has also gotten a lot softer, in my opinion. Guys back when, you know, even when Ray Lewis played, that guy was a killer. That guy was flying around hitting. I mean, he was hitting hard, knocking dudes out, injuring people. You know, it was a whole different ball game, so I'm sure they called a lot less. But now they're just calling either too much or too little. Like, they have no happy medium anymore. I feel like these refs set a precedent in their game, and it causes them to go off on this crazy thing where they call some ticky-tacky stuff that shouldn't have even been a hold, or, you know, like a block in the shoulder, they call a block in the back or something like that. You know, it's not okay. And then they'll make these calls where they don't call the defensive pass interference that costs a team the game, that costs a team their life in the playoffs. And it's just, we need to find something. So I support that we find a solution through fines, through suspensions, and depending on the severity, maybe even loss of job, a firing. And I think that we need to keep it fair too. We need to keep it fair. It should have nothing to do with gender. It should have nothing to do with race. It should have nothing to do with experience. I get it. If you have a ref that's been there for 30 years and you've had a ref that's been there for two, if the ref that has 2 years is better at reffing, I'm not sure how in the hell he'd be better at reffing, but if he's better at reffing, then something needs to change. Something needs, like, it's we have an issue, because if this ref has been in there for 30 years, then something's not right. But I think we need to make sure that these refs, the best refs, we game test them. Maybe we send them out for a game, and, you know, you have the teams, you have people rate them, and obviously people are going to make bad calls. But if they're that obvious, that it's causing outrage and all that stuff. And also, I get it, small calls, but you have to start reviewing the big ones, the game, the ones that cost games. That Saints-Rams, this one, you know, the Falcons-Tampa Bay Bucks, just, it needs to change. So I say that maybe we game test refs, have fans, have players, coaches, staff, you know, whoever. Have people vote, have other refs come out and vote and say, okay, I see what he did here. And start having these refs that have consistently good games, have them start teaching these young refs how to ref. Have them start, you know, learning. Even refs need IQ. Have this ref say, okay, this one needs to get replayed. This one doesn't, you know. He comes across, you know, obviously you're looking for hands outside the, hands inside on the chest when an offensive player is blocking, and if he's outside on the shoulders, that's probably a hold at some point. So watch out for that. You know, and refs need IQ. They need IQ. But we need these refs who have the best records. You know, let's say a ref has an entire season where he does really, really well. Play it back. Show these other refs what it's like, you know, have them teach the other refs what they're looking at, what they're seeing, why they're making this call, why they're not making this call, and really start a foundation. Lay down a foundation for these refs and start getting these refs. I don't care if they've been there for 100 years or they've been there for 1 year. Whatever ref is better, they need to be in. It's just like a team. A ref is just a bunch, a reffing team is just a bunch of different refs who play back judge. You have side, you have your ref who goes and touches the ball, and you have all these refs, and they're a team too. They're a team too, and you want your best players out there. And if you have one player who keeps messing up, it makes the whole team look bad. It makes the whole team play worse. So we need to get the best refs we possibly can out there, and we need to set a standard. We need to set a precedent on how real reffing, how the best possible reffing. Again, I get it. People are going to mess up. It happens. But what we need to do is we need to put the best refs out there. If they mess up, fine them. I'm sure we pay them enough for them to get fined. $5,000, that sucks. But also, it's a slap on the wrist. It'll teach them, hey, you can't do this, but you can do that. You know, it's a way to teach them how to ref the game right, how to do it right, how to get it all, you know, within at least these parameters where it's okay to make a bad call, but make a great call over here, you know? So that is my solution, because this has been happening for way too long in all sports. I know I talked about the NFL today, but not just the NFL. You have these NBA refs too, who are calling these ticky-tacky. All of a sudden, the NBA has become the softest league I've ever seen, and it is insane, because these NBA refs are calling again. You can't hand check. You can't even hand check anymore. But if someone puts their arm on another player, these refs will call it. These refs will call it. And these NBA refs have obvious favoritism. And it goes the same. The same thing happens in the NFL. Tom Brady, oh, nothing actually happens, but he happens to get a sack and late in the game. And, oh, what are these refs doing? They're not calling it. Or they are calling it. They're calling the ref and the passer. And that's what the issue is. We need to stop favoritism. We need to stop stuff like that. Just because Tom Brady's 45 and still playing does not mean that Grady Jarrett's sack is a roughing the passer. So I think we really need to look for some referee reform, and we need reteaching. You know, let's get some fresh bodies out there to hopefully, you know, mold them into the refs we're really looking for, the refs we want, the refs that'll make bad calls, because every ref needs to make some bad calls. It's a learning moment, but it also changes up the game. It changes up the landscape, but it cannot change the entire outcome of the game. It can maybe change a play or a drive, but it cannot change the outcome of the game. Just like that Grady Jarrett one did. Just like that Nickell Robey Coleman obvious flag that didn't get called did. Just like the Tuck rule. It's just all these obvious mess-ups by the refs that are blatant and huge, causing rule changes, causing game losses, causing playoff losses. It can't keep going on. So we need to make sure that we are finding refs, holding them accountable, getting fresh faces, getting the best guys we can out there, whether it's 30 years, 1 year, and we need to start laying down a foundation for what good reffing looks like. We need to let them know that it's okay that if they mess up, but we need dang near perfection. We need the best possible refs we can possibly get. All right. I know that was definitely probably a more intense one, but I appreciate you listening, and see you next time.